Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
End of the week means it's time for us to spend an hour talking about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine this week, as analyzed by the folks from the Doug Steffen Good Day program and Jennifer Horn, who does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, here to go through the top 10 stories, top 10 people list, so we can glean from what's new and what isn't new. And I guess as we look at the list here, ladies, number one on the list is the mass shootings, the continuing again and again and again and again. The Tulsa mass shooting wasn't as bad as some had feared, but yet the analysis of it would, in my mind, make it worse. The whole thing. And so now,
bad for the four people who were affected.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Is it less scary that the Tulsa shooting was targeted, that was specific, whereas the one in Texas was almost random?
Random.
In a way?
Yeah. Yep.
Or any grocery stores and...
Yeah. The victims have all been identified, as you would imagine. The police say the gunman went in and killed a doctor, and the doctor was blamed. He blamed the doctor for back pain after he'd had some surgery. Who thinks like that? I mean, I understand being angry at a doctor or somebody that doesn't perform the way you'd like them to. But this guy, this patient, he goes into the hospital and just starts shooting. Shoots the doctor.
He must have been incredibly... I mean, you think about it, and you know how many people live with pain and obviously don't take this step, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But can... I mean, it's just... It's unbelievable that you think, okay, I hurt, so now I'm going to make everybody else hurt as well. And that's exactly what he did. His manifesto, I guess, of sorts, said that he was going to kill the doctor and anyone who got in his way. That's what he did before he killed himself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and clearly that was his plan, to kill himself, so he wanted to take that doctor down with him. And the other doctor that died too, was she part of the surgery? I couldn't find that information. I just know that the main doctor, who was a former WNBA doctor, he was the surgeon for his surgery on the back. I didn't know where the other three victims came into play.
I'm not sure. I know one held a door, I think, for someone who was escaping, and one person lost her life for doing that. They were helping other people get out, and he shot at that person. But I don't know which one that was, whether that was the other doctor or not.
So let's look at this for a moment in terms of the number of shootings that kill multiple people and how common they have become in our country. Some of the stuff that goes on in Chicago every weekend doesn't even make the national news because it's a regular feature of American life. It doesn't happen in Tulsa, so maybe that's why it got the attention that it did, and then the substance of what happened with the children in Texas, that's another special incident, I suppose. But there are
some... You know, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but sadly, and this is something, these things get politicized over and over again. The right will do it if it's an illegal immigrant who walks in and starts shooting, or, you know, if there's some narrative that meets it. The left, which we've seen over the last couple of weeks, will go in and say, well, this is a white supremacist who went in and started shooting. And what gets lost are real common sense things that we need to start doing as a society really fast. I mean, it becomes really easy and I think almost cheap to just say, it's the gun. And guns don't walk in there and shoot themselves. You also have millions of people in the country who play violent video games and who own weapons who don't do this kind of stuff. So what is it? Where's the breaking point? And I don't know if you guys heard, but in California this week, they voted on this 2 days. Well, actually, it was last week. After Uvalde, so 2 days after. So we're talking about last Thursday. The California Senate now made a law, because of equity reasons, to not... require students to report threats to the campus. They don't even have to report to police if there is a violent attack. Like if someone gets stabbed on the campus, the school can decide whether or not to handle that themselves or bring in law enforcement. So these are things that happened after Uvalde, and people aren't realizing that we need to do more watching of people who are cutting up their face, or who are making threats on people, or who are threatening other people. We need to be watching.
Who's going to do that, Jennifer?
That's awful.
Who's going to do it? Who's going to be responsible for that?
No one wants to be. That's the problem.
That's
the
point.
It's bad for business.
Bad behavior.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Who's
going to want to apply to a college where people are getting stabbed left and right? People are not going to report this.
An organization called the Gun Violence Archive that defines a mass shooting as any in which at least four people are shot. And look at the pattern here that's happened. This so far this year. All right, never mind back last year or the year before. This started in January in Baltimore. Remember the guy who worked for the gun violence reduction program was killed in a neighborhood with a couple of other people. It was a fourth person who was injured in, Milwaukee, January 23rd. Five men and a woman were shot to death at a neighborhood home. The police say the attack targeted specific people. Same day in Englewood, California, a shooting at a birthday party killed four people. Remember that? Two sisters. In St. Louis on January 29th, a shooting near an intersection killed three young men. February 5th in Texas, 41-year-old man murdered his mother, his stepfather, his sons, and the sons of his ex-girlfriend. Sacramento, February 28th. Man shot dead his three daughters and their chaperone at a church. Fayetteville, North Carolina, March 19th. Shootout at a hotel parking lot. Three people were killed and three people were wounded. Norfolk, Virginia, March 19th. Same day. A couple of hours later, there was a shooting that killed three young bystanders at a bar. Sacramento, April 3rd, five shooters fired more than 100 rounds into the state capitol, killed six people there. Duluth, Minnesota, 29-year-old man said he suffered from mental illness, killed his aunt, his uncle, his cousins, and their dog. And Mountain View, Arkansas, April 21st, man kills his parents, another woman and her son, invaded another home and killed somebody else a mile down the street.
But think about this, people who want to cause harm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jay.
People who want to cause harm, they're going to do it one way or another. It doesn't have to be with guns. Look at the Boston bombing. Look at, granted, this gentleman didn't kill anybody but himself, but the Christmas Day bombing in Nashville a couple of years ago. People are going to make homemade devices. People are going to stab other people. Violence, somebody posted this in our comments on social media, that when it comes to gun violence, if you take away the gun part, violence still remains, and people are still going to be violent against each other. So it makes us think,
Look at these MMA fights where men and women get into a cage and beat the bloody crap out of somebody else to the cheers of the audience. Thousands of people betting hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's athleticism.
Oh, my God.
It's been going on.
Stamina.
You have to think about that, though. It's been going on forever, right? The Coliseum. I mean, this is part of culture. It's not my cup of tea. I love wrestling where I know that people could get really hurt, but that there's a desired outcome. Yeah. But I think that, to Jay's point, you have thousands, millions of people who consume MMA, millions of kids who play video games, millions of people who own guns. And it's the people who actually perpetuate this violence that we need to figure out how to weed out of society to get them treatment before they go nuts. We have a mental crisis in this country, and nobody wants to deal with it for the reasons that we just said. Who wants to be the one to point out, hey, that kid is weird. He just stabbed his face, and he's drawing violent things, and nobody wants to do that because we've been conditioned to just let people be, let them show their creative outlet. Well, where's the difference between cutting up your face and shooting someone and just being someone who's exploring? We have to figure that out. And I don't know. I fear for us because I don't think people are ready to deal with it.
We aren't. And I have asked this question before Tulsa. Last week, I think I said, because of the bloodbath down in Texas, does that represent the straw that breaks the camel's back? I don't know. I would like to think that it was. I thought it was interesting. Biden said this week, for God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept? Okay, so that's a good question. That's probably one of the right questions. But then after that, what you can ask the question, but then what are you going to do?
When?
What's next?
You know, just from where I sat, Biden spoke, he addressed the nation. It was a quasi-primetime address. Everybody was laughing. Most presidents, when they do primetime, it's 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Biden was a little earlier. That's all right. He was at, I think, 4:30 our time, 7:30 on the East Coast. And he spoke passionately. And look, some of the stuff he said, I agreed with. He spoke passionately. He prayed for the victims. You know, he obviously nobody wants to see this. I know everybody likes to vilify certain political groups as people who want to see this. Nobody with a heart wants to see this.
No.
But what doesn't help is when you start talking about taking, you know, vilifying Republicans for not acting,
more the same nonsense.
The Constitution is not absolute, all of these things. It's like we have to figure out, working in our parameters, what we can do to make people safer. How do we do that? We don't have to divide people anymore. We're already divided.
I posted on my own personal Facebook page. I don't usually do politics, and I don't know that this is considered politics, but the question about how do we fix these problems, you fix them at the ballot box. I think that's what you do, and that's why I posted that. At any rate, the whole business of violence, this Kim Kardashian this week lending her voice to the fight and allowing the incarcerated father of one of the shooting victims to be granted a temporary release to attend the funeral, 10-year-old Elana Cruz Torres. With a message, quote, her family is desperately hoping that her father, who is in jail for nonviolent drug events, be granted temporary release so he can attend her funeral. Did you see the story about the caskets that were made for these kids?
Yeah.
By the
guy donated
them. Yeah.
He's small with what they like to do.
Anyway, there are lots of stories. With the story, there are a lot of other stories as that continues. All right, we spent all this time on number one. We'll get to number two, and we also get to your social media comments on the events of the week on the Talk Radio Review, 18 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Andy Solomon. A treatment option for chronic pain resulting from diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or DPN, has recently been FDA approved. Dr. Eric Grigsby, a board-certified pain physician in Napa, California, has the details.
DPN can be caused by high blood sugar, which can lead to nerve damage, resulting in pain. Other risk factors include cardiovascular disease, older age, drinking alcohol, and cigarette smoking.
But there are treatment options for people with DPN.
Medications may help some patients with pain relief, and others may want to consider spinal cord stimulation. This technology delivers mild electrical impulses to the spinal cord that disrupt pain signals. Medtronic spinal cord stimulators were recently approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic pain associated with DPN. This therapy is not for everyone, and patients should talk to their doctor to learn more.
Spinal cord stimulation involves risks. To learn more, go to medtronic.com/DPN.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. Let's get to what's trending, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner from the Doug Stephan Good Day program. And comments from social media as to the big events of the week. What are people saying, Jay, about the Tulsa shooting? Let's start with that.
Greg Donahoe says an effect of the media coverage from the other recent incidents makes other unstable people want to try for notoriety. The police response saved many lives in Tulsa. That was very quick police
response.
The response in
Texas cost a lot of lives. So maybe a one up and one down. I believe
one of the first people to dial 911, it was a patient who was doing a video appointment with a doctor there who started hearing things, so they immediately called 911as soon as they heard gunshots. I mean, it was very quick. Susan Nelson chimed in, I really think there is an agenda going on with evil elites involved.
Who are the evil elites? Who do we expect? Who are the evil elites?
There's a lot of conspiracy theories with pretty much all of the mass shootings that have been happening. There's some conspiracy theories with Texas of cartel hits, Mexican cartel hits, and none of that's proven. None of that's
it's
what people are. That's the conspiracy.
It's not out of in that location. That's probably not out of
the
realm of possibility.
Here's what happened. I mean, early on, and we were all together actually, I believe, when the story broke, and they were saying that this guy was being chased, and they didn't know if he was being chased from the border or what was going on. There was a lot of false information, and just as a point of reference, going back to this, do not do what the police department in Uvalde did. They covered up information. They told too much too soon.
Ridiculous.
They gave people inaccurate information, whether that was on purpose or not. They're in a really bad place right now. That's why Tulsa looked like they had the stellar response, because they came out, they were fast, quick acting, and then they communicated what happened.
This is the kind of stuff in Uvalde is what adds fuel to the defund the police stuff, because they didn't do anything. They get paid and they didn't do anything. Nothing.
Well,
zero.
Apparently they didn't get the 911 calls that this guy was still shooting inside the classroom. So they started treating it like a hostage situation, which they needed to go in and save those kids.
All right, David Morrow, what's he say about the shootings?
He said, it's our hate-driven culture, sadly. Take the guns and other means will be used. Sadly, it's a common thing with us humans, but it's not tolerable.
We were talking about that off the air or on the air. I can't remember where we had the conversation. But, yeah, there's violence everywhere, and it's not – the guns make it easier, but people use all kinds of things. Bombs and knives
rocks.
Yep. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, comments on the release of John Hinckley, Jr., the would-be assassin of Ronald Reagan. This is a fascinating story this week. So what are people saying?
Yeah, the full freedom. Dan Meyer said, psychiatrists have never, quote-unquote, cured anyone. They prescribe drugs. Drugs are only effective when taken, if taken. That is a problem I have with the lack of mental institution and Hinckley's release. If he was insane, then he still is.
Well, I take exception to the fact that psychiatrists never have cured anyone. I think there's a lot of good that comes from good psychiatrists. There are two different things. There's a psychologist and a psychologist. I found psychologists who don't prescribe are better, frankly, at getting at the root of problems because they got to actually talk them through. Therapy is very, very useful if it's used and right and done by the right people. All right, Michael Shelby, what's he say?
He never should have been released in the first place. Back in 2016, he was released from the psychiatric institution into his mother's care. Trish Callum chimed in, if he was truly rehabilitated, then moving him out of psychiatric care makes sense, but total freedom is absurd. He tried to assassinate the president.
I know.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said. I mean, it's not like he just shot at the guy, the mailman. And Jim Brady suffered for the rest of his life because of that. So it's,
why he's got the press room named after him.
It's deeper here than just what's on the surface. 28 after the hour. So it's great business time for Callender, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be...
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A survivor of the Texas school shooting is taking the first steps in filing a lawsuit. Amy Martin is targeting Daniel Defense, which made the gun. Her court filing this week seeks a deposition to determine if the company can be sued. Former advisor to President Trump, Peter Navarro, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for refusing to cooperate with the Democratic-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack. Outside a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., Navarro says the committee was not legally impaneled.
The subpoenas issued by the committee are ultra vires, unlawful, and unenforceable.
Navarro adding it's a kangaroo court and saying he's filed a civil suit against the House panel. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in to President Biden's speech regarding gun control on Thursday night. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells Fox News when President Biden was vice president, he and the Democrats shot down Senator Cruz's proposed gun reform bill.
Part of my legislation, the Grassley-Cruz legislation, was $300 million for school safety, which could have perhaps prevented this horrific crime in Uvalde, and Joe Biden and the Democrats filibustered that legislation.
Biden saying he wants to raise the age to 21 to buy a firearm. One-third of Ukraine's population has fled in the first 100 days of the Russian invasion. That's according to the UN Refugee Agency, which tweeted a video marking this point in the conflict. It featured a child refugee saying, "There is nothing more scary in the world than war." This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio. We've only gotten through one. The number one story this week is the mass shootings. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles to go through these items of interest as we discuss them. Also from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner is here with me to pull some of these things apart. I actually should go through the list, which you can find at DougSteffenGoodDay.com. What are we? I'm saying that like I know what I'm talking about. Jay's been working all week at figuring out how to change the handle because, you know, those of you who have listened over the years to the DJV program know Jennifer from that and her other, the 16 years that she was on the Doug Steffen Good Day with me before it became the DJV program. So I wanted her to be a part of these hours as we go forward. But we've changed so much stuff this week. I don't even know where to say. I know you can get the list, the stories, the people list at talkers.com. I know that. But I think we've changed the DJV thing to what? DougSteffensGoodDay.com or something? What do we have?
Yeah, you can go to GoodDayShow.com.
Good Day Show, that's
right. Get to the website and on social media, Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter is Good Day On Air. Because right. Good Day Radio Show is just too many characters for Twitter to handle.
There you
Looking
go.
You, Twitter, bang, bang, step bang. Up. Yeah, up your game, buddy.
Yeah. Speaking of Twitter, number two this week on the story list is Elon Musk and whatever has been going on with him. And I found the most interesting thing about Elon Musk and his Tesla was the fact that Owen Wilson, the actor who lives in Santa Monica, drives a Tesla, parked his car out in front of his house one night this week, and he went out the next morning, and there were no tires on the car.
Imagine that. Yeah. Tires and the hubcaps completely gone.
Guns up.
Crime happens to everybody.
Right. Even in Santa Monica. How about that? So far, the police say no arrests have been made. The police say this is becoming more common in that area. You can't even live in Santa Monica without getting ripped off. Good heavens. All right. Anyway, at number two, the economy. I thought it was interesting. I will add this. The LeBron James officially becoming a billionaire, so the economy for basketball players is pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
I think
I've been worried about him.
Yeah.
Right. Well, he's made a lot of money. Being an NBA player is definitely a lucrative situation, but he's made a lot of money doing other things. He has a production company. He has the Nike partnership. He does this. He does that. I mean,
yep.
Good grief.
And you know what?
Busy.
He's a great contributor to humanity. He pays, what is he going to pay for the tuition of all the seniors from the high school where he went to school to go to the local community college? Isn't he paying that, all that tuition? If I remember seeing that, I think a week or two ago.
Well, he has a school, the I Promise School, for younger kids, and they all, he's not just helping the kids out, but he's helping the families. So you have to qualify to go to the school. So it's for families who do have some more hardships, and the kids go to school for free. They have, they get scholarship funds for the local community college. However, I believe it was last year, any kid who qualified and got into Kent State University, he was going to pay for them to go. Families, he has set up different things for parents who don't have high school diplomas to get their GEDs, to have different employment programs that they can be a part of, a free food pantry. He is going above and beyond to better the next generation and make sure people have a fair shot. He's definitely a beloved person in the Cleveland community.
He also understands he didn't have a formal education. Actually, his mother was 16 when he was born. She didn't have a formal education either.
But he graduated from high school.
Yeah, but then formal education usually means you go to college. He didn't need to. He went to play basketball. He got smart.
Oh, yeah.
And he's invested his money wisely in all kinds of things. He's been he's attractive because he's easy to work with. He also knows the value of a buck, much as anything else. So anyway, I take my hat off to the guy.
Oh, for sure. And wasn't he in the last class of NBA players who were able to be signed right out of high school? I believe now basketball players have to go to college for at least 1 year. They have to play in college or have something. They can't come straight out of high school anymore.
All right, number three on the story list for the countdown, COVID vaccinations for the youngest children could be as early as this month. The shots will be cleared if they are by the feds. The White House said, quote, "We expect that vaccinations will begin in earnest as early as June 21st, roll out throughout that week. Food and Drug Advisors scheduled to discuss vaccinations for children 6 months to 4 years old during a meeting later on in June. Vaccines would start arriving at healthcare facilities the following weekend if they're approved, and youngsters will be able to get them after that." So what do you think if you're a parent? Now, you have, Jay, you've got a two-year-old, going to get them vaccinated?
I've always stood by, my husband and I have always kind of stood by whatever his pediatrician says. He's the doctor. He's the one that went to medical school. He's the one helping with researching all this stuff. We trust him. However, how I've dealt with the vaccines, the first one was pretty rough for me. The second one was absurd. I was so sick. But then when I got my third one, the booster, I don't know how I didn't end up in the hospital from it. I had just such a horrendous reaction. I had never felt so sick in my life, and I myself am not certain I'm going to go get a fourth booster, or a fourth shot, a second booster, I should say. So I kind of don't really know if I want my son to do that. My husband had not the greatest reaction. Well, he didn't have the greatest reaction from the vaccine, but also he didn't have a really good time with COVID either. It took him about a month and a half, 2 months, before he even got his energy back. So I don't know. The jury's kind of out with us. We're not sure what we're going to do. We want to do some more research and talk to his doctor, but I'm not feeling as promising as I was before I had my third booster, I guess, is my answer.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. I wonder how many other parents feel that way. You can reflect on it if you want by sharing some of your thoughts on our social media. Number four, the war in Ukraine. Ukraine's president acknowledging that the Russians have gained some territory and occupy about a fifth of the country at this point. So is this considered failure? I think the fact that he's held the Russians off.
They're saying that the war is just beginning, actually. There's a whole big piece in Axios this weekend because it's day 100 of the war in Ukraine. So I don't think people, you know, in some ways, as we expected it would, this is not going to go away anytime soon. This is a prolonged effort. And Vladimir Putin wasn't able to take the western part of the country, but he's now moving, and he's doing pretty well of doing what he says, which is liberating Donbass, right?
The eastern part of
Ukraine.
Yeah, right.
So nobody's ready to give up, obviously, but where does the money keep coming from? I mean, I know we all want to support Ukraine. I do. But it's like $40 billion at a crack we're sending over there. And we're now facing
the
very...
NATO doing.
Yeah, and I think they're doing some, but not as much as we do, always. That's always how it goes. And we're headed very, very quickly for a recession. We've got some real economic problems here, and we can't just keep handing money over. So what's the solution? Is there even a good solution?
The question has no answer yet. It's to be determined, let's put it that way. Number five on the list, the elections, the primaries. Were there any big primaries this past week? I don't think there were. We've had a number of primaries, but the season goes until September for primaries,
right? Yeah, it goes into August. Yeah, our California's primary is on Tuesday, so I've been kind of just involved in that one. And it's...
You going to vote, Jennifer?
I will. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something out of the box. I'm going to actually go and show up on Election Day and cast my vote at a voting center. How about that?
Yes, thank you. That's the way to do it. Yep, that's the way to do it. The rest of this stuff is all BS. Speaking of BS, the January 6th committee is number six. What an outrage and a disgrace that we're still talking about that, and the yakety-yak still goes on. I don't even want to waste time on it. Let's go. Number seven, something I don't know what we can do or say about the Roe v. Wade thing, abortion rights, that kind of stuff. There's nothing new in that conversation. It's the same old grind over and over and over again. It's like talking about capital punishment or some of the other things that I say this all the time, that lazy hosts, when you want to take phone calls and not talk about anything of substance. I mean, not that this isn't of substance, but what's new? Zero. Nothing. Number eight. This is another thing. The immigration problem. Well, the only thing that's new are the number of people coming across the border illegally, just by the thousands every day. I told a story earlier, Jennifer, of going to the Verizon store to get my phone changed.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. Finding somebody to speak English in a Verizon store in the biggest mall in Metro West. The guy could barely speak English. And you got to know that Verizon's hiring, and supposedly they're paying $22 to $30 an hour. Now that's a whole different, immigration is okay as long as the people who come. We were saying this earlier on the Good Day program, how if you're coming to this, wherever you go, not just this country, but if you're going to go to France, you speak French if you want to work there. If you're coming to America, you speak English if you want to work here. How is it that we've let it get to the point where service is A, so bad, that we've made it easier for people not to work that can speak the language, and B, that we have people that are in these stores or in these positions that can't speak English? That has nothing to do with liberalism, or maybe it does. I don't know. People say, well, it sounds like you're pretty intolerant. Bull crap. I'm not intolerant. I'm just sick of trying to conduct business with people that don't speak the language and want to take my money. That's what really bugs the hell out of me. Okay, next. I'm off on that toot. Jay, what about the social media? We had some other interesting comments that I thought maybe you ought to pass along on the Robb Elementary School shooting from some of our listeners. You have, this is more of, you know, the number one thing, but because social media is as important as it is, you know, you look at social media, check your social media, how many times a day do you go? You know, instead of watching television and cable news now, people go to social media because they don't have to watch all the Lipitor ads, as anything else, right?
And then they read one headline and they're experts.
Oh, yeah.
Or they just read one opinion from Aunt Susie and they think, that's everything that we need to know.
There it is.
It's exhausting, really. We're going to get right down to it, isn't it?
Everybody has an agenda. Let's be real. Everybody has an opinion, and their opinions are always biased. It's very hard to have an opinion that's not biased on some level. That's why it's so important to get your news from multiple outlets, multiple news sources. Read the same topic, but in different articles, so that you can really piece together more of the truth without somebody pushing an opinion on you, so that way you can form your own opinion. Mm-hmm. And when I say you, I mean, you know, universally, you, myself included, that's just one of the things that will help us. And it's like what you say, Doug, don't tell people what to think, tell people how to think.
Yeah. All right, so what are some of the comments that we have from listeners on the Robb Elementary School shooting?
Danielle Finch says, Putin bombed a school on May 9th. 15 teens were murdered and 20 more injured in a mass shooting in Juarez at the end of last year. Young girls are killed and kidnapped in Nigeria. And do we even discuss children laboring in the mines in China? Things happen all around the world in all ages because evil doesn't have a time or place. It just is.
Wow. That's
deep.
That's true.
Yep. All right. What else have you
James
got?
Madden points out, we're losing our future doctors, military leaders, and presidents. I would like to go back in time and meet the gentleman who came up with the idea for assault weapons and give him a good swift kick in the pants. And Rusty Mace is just like Israel had to, what they had to do to protect children from terrorists. We have to protect ours from the mentally ill.
Yep. All right. So that's number nine. Number 10 is the Jubilee celebration from the Queen. Very cool. A lot of things going on. So thank you, ladies, for being here to go through some of these stories, give people something to think about. Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories, the official list from talkers that I like to go through at least once an hour so you actually have this reflective ability to know what the top 10 stories are from number 10 to number 1. Number 10 this week is the Jubilee, the Queen's Jubilee. Number 9, social media and the overview of the Depp Heard verdict on social media. Race relations, that is immigration relations. Number 8, the situation with abortions in our country and that business being brought up again by Roe v. Wade. Number 6, the ad nauseum focus on January 6th. Number 5, the election, the primaries that we're going through, more focus on that, hopefully to get more people to vote. The Russians and the Ukrainians in that war. Number 4, updates on COVID-19, who's getting it, and what about shots for youngsters. That's number 3. The economy is number 2, and all the shootings. Number 1 this week from Talkers Magazine. So it's great business time for Calitra, and I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. A treatment option for chronic pain resulting from diabetic peripheral neuropathy, or DPN, has recently been FDA approved. Dr. Eric Grigsby, a board-certified pain physician in Napa, California, has the details.
DPN can be caused by high blood sugar, which can lead to nerve damage resulting in pain. Other risk factors include cardiovascular disease, older age, drinking alcohol, and cigarette smoking.
But there are treatment options for people with DPN.
Medications may help some patients with pain relief, and others may want to consider spinal cord stimulation. This technology delivers mild electrical impulses to the spinal cord that disrupt pain signals. Medtronic spinal cord stimulators were recently approved by the FDA for the treatment of chronic pain associated with DPN. This therapy is not for everyone, and patients should talk to their doctor to learn more.
Spinal cord stimulation involves risks. To learn more, go to medtronic.com/DPN.
On the people list from Talkers, you can find these lists at talkers.com every week and also at dougsteffen.com. Go to number 10 and you'll find Johnny Depp and Amber Heard tied for that number 10th position. Number 9 is the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. Number 8, Michael Sussman. Number 7, Stacey Abrams. Number 6, Dr. Oz. Number 5, Donald Trump. Number 4, Vladimir Putin. Number 3, Elon Musk. A little flap this week with his employees, among other things. He's got lots of things going on, and so he makes the position number three this week. Number two is Janet Yellen. I made a mistake, basically, is what she said. And number one is Joe Biden. More than anything else this week, I guess he's in the spotlight because of what he said about the mass shootings. Looking for inspiration and leadership. There it is. Okay, so you got our leadership when it comes to reviewing what's going on in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal expert. Legal, I don't, I say legal, where did that term come from? You know, legal.
I think it was
legal.
A playoff of legal eagle to kind of soften it.
Yeah, okay, well, it doesn't soften it. Frankly. Okay, so the biggest legal story, number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers, is the Johnny Depp Amber Heard verdict. So from your perspective, people say, wow, the jury did something different there. Well, it was a two-sided coin, right? Because it was one suing the other one, yada, yada. So what do you make legally? Is there something here that can be appealed? How do you think it all shakes out?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked about it because in all of the stories and coverage that I've seen, there's been one very, very important aspect of it that I haven't seen discussed anywhere. Because you're looking at Johnny Depp being the jury, and there were, as you indicated, there were counterclaims. She was saying that he had abused her. He was saying she abused him, and then each one was accusing the other of defamation.
Mm-hmm.
But he was awarded five times more money than she was. So the I think the implication people have is that the seriousness of his claims were more than hers. But that really isn't how the damages work. All that happens is the jury decided that both of them had defamed. And the interesting aspect of her accusation against Depp and his lawyer who spoke on his behalf was saying that she was a liar and that he had never abused her. These actually are the basis for claims against victims of Bill Cosby. So when you get into the money awarded, it has nothing to do with who abused the other more. It is entirely a matter of what money did they lose. And quite frankly, the career of Amber Heard wasn't as significant as the career of Johnny Depp. And so the jury awarded him far more money, saying it harmed him monetarily. But they weren't saying that she was wrong and he was right. They were both saying, which pretty much was what one of the witnesses who had been a psychological counselor for them said, they're mutual abusers. So I think as much as she was demonized by much of social media in this trial, the verdict didn't say that she was any worse than he was.
Let's talk about the number one item this week on the story list from talkers at the countdown, the mass shootings. Joe Biden says enough is enough on gun violence. Action. Why? I guess the question for most people, or many people, is why do we need more action? Why aren't we enforcing the laws that have been passed? And under the circumstances, you look at, by the way, I looked this up. There have been 24 mass shootings in America since the first of the year. 24 where more than four people were killed.
It is a national disgrace, but, it's both ways. And you indicated, let's enforce these the laws that we have on the books. But the laws we have on the books are not adequate. And really, one of the biggest that we don't have, that we did have, was the banning of assault weapons. The banning of assault weapons shouldn't be considered any kind of a violation of anyone's Second Amendment right. You know, you have the right to a gun to defend yourself. No, you don't need an assault weapon that can take down, 40 people at a whack with one clip. And we did have an assault weapon ban, but when it went in, it was due to sunset. Certain laws are in for a certain period, and then they automatically go out. Often this is done with tax laws. There's really no reason for this to have been done with an assault weapon ban. Having an assault weapon ban would help a lot. Florida has a red flag law, and that was something the president was referring to the other night. And Florida's red flag law actually works fairly well, where they identify people who are dangerous and shouldn't have guns, and a hearing is had, and their guns can be taken away. We also, there have been professors who have been doing some real research on who commits these mass crimes. And there are telltale signs. And, often it's been accused of the Republicans that they're making a poor issue out of it, saying it's a mental health issue. It's a lot of things, and it is a mental health issue. Mm-hmm. And we do need to be able to have the kind of healthcare system that is going to identify these people and deal with it. So I agree with you. We need to enforce the laws we have on the books, but we do need to expand it. It is truly a national disgrace. When kids are afraid to go to school, shame on every politician and every voter who doesn't demand that something be done.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, College Professor of Law at Bentley University, here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.